Me.
I could sing that song so good. Ron Paul, Ron Jeremy,
Ronnie McDonald.
Can't do anything.
He had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. E-I-E-I-E-I-O.
We should just open every podcast with him singing.
It doesn't normally sound like that.
I know, but it's just funny in general.
I do want to do music, though. We need to have a band, then we won't have to.
Did anybody say anything on the fucking episode? Like anything like
No, we did get hate.
Where's the fucking pipe bombs at?
We did
somebody said that we're gay, right?
Yeah.
Who? Wait, was it on the email?
No. It was just a random person.
It was a rando on what? Our comments.
Our comments?
No,
oh,
that's
yeah,
how you know
on the
it.
Reels.
Yeah, well, finally actually.
Yeah, I seen that and I was like,
Dude, I love it.
I was tempted to search his IP address and send a pipe bomb to his house.
He might have been just talking about Jason.
Oh,
he specifically said y'all.
I think it was some Indian motherfucker.
No, it was a meme account.
A shitty ass meme account. It was probably ran by an Indian motherfucker.
Anyway.
So, let's see how many views we've got.
Ron Jeremy!
Bro, don't be talking about views, especially since, like...
No, we're actually big now.
No, we're not big.
Bro, we got 2,000 views on one of our reels.
That's literally, like...
That's big.
Bro, 1,000 views on reels is, like, 100 views.
Dude, we got 1920, bro. 1920.
You know how many people didn't even finish the 1 minute clip that we put up? It's 1 minute, and I guarantee 98% of people didn't finish that.
Okay, I really gotta help you on these fucking clips because you're posting on like the ass ones.
I literally told you I'm not.
Bro, we got 50 followers.
If
we got 50 followers.
And go, then you take that part and you clip it. That's all you gotta do.
There's no moments that made me do that.
It's hard when you made the freaking podcast, bro. I'm gonna download TikTok right now just to.
I mean, I literally told you to do this. Like I said, I do everything else. All I need you to do is listen to the episode and find a part that you think's funny.
I
That's
told
literally
you to do the pipe bomb part.
And I did the pipe bomb part. That's all you told
but
me.
But what
to
other fucking three videos you posted were absolute? Like I sat there and watched them. I was like,
you specifically said in one of them, clip this.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
that clip, right? No, 5 seconds before that clip.
Oh, and Landon said smart.
No. You said, go ahead and clip this. I think Elon Musk should buy TikTok.
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah. Speaking of that, I wanted to get back onto that today. You cannot go on any fucking social media platform without there being a TikTok video there.
Welcome to the East Coast Boys podcast.
Why is Elon not pulling up on that hoe?
Excuse me.
Pulling up on what?
TikTok. By fucking Twitter.
Boys, I quit vaping.
Because he can't afford it. I told you. We went over this last time.
He can, though.
Twitter is way cheaper to buy.
How much is he worth?
Hold on, boys. I'm about to...
He didn't even buy Twitter outright, I'm pretty sure. He had to get...
A loan?
Yeah.
I would, too.
But okay, whatever.
This loser couldn't afford $43 billion? Come on, bro. What are you actually doing out here if you can't afford $43
billion? I'm just saying
dollars?
It's...
Today with inflation, I mean, come
it's
on.
It's a little harder to buy TikTok, I'd imagine.
$75 billion? He could buy that.
Or did you just look up how much TikTok was worth?
Yeah. It said it was bought for $50 billion in 2020.
By who? Probably Facebook?
Who did buy it? That's the real question.
I thought it was Facebook.
I'm pretty sure it was. Microsoft.
That's me on a Tuesday afternoon.
So that's all you had? You don't have any...
Wait.
Ask the internet, could Elon Musk buy TikTok?
No, he couldn't. It's a very simple answer.
You're not the internet.
Bro,
I don't want to hear you sucking on them lozenges, bro.
ByteDance, which is the parent company of TikTok, is worth $425 billion.
Ah, that's
easy. Parent. But that's the parent. You're just buying the kid.
Cash money.
How the fuck do you have something worth that much that nobody could pay for? $425 billion? Like what?
Some Arabian could buy it, yes.
Some Arabian motherfucker could buy it.
There's some Arabian mother freaker that has $1 trillion.
I thought Elon was the richest.
But that's richest, like, to the open, like, known market. But you got family money.
Oil family.
Yeah, money. Oil family money. That nobody knows how much money they got stacked in gold in some freaking sand basement.
But then they can't spend it like that.
They're buying, they probably.
If they're hiding it, then they probably shouldn't be making.
Bro, TikTok was founded in 2012.
No way.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, no bro. Way.
What did it start as, though? I don't think it started as what
probably,
it is now.
Probably Musical.ly, bro. Bro, Musical.ly was like.
TikTok bought Musical.ly.
Yeah. When did TikTok officially, like when did it blow up? Was that 19 or 18?
2016.
16?
No.
19.
It was
19.
It was not.
Yes, it was.
It was 18,
yes,
it was. I think.
No. It was 19, right before Rona. It was right before Rona.
I think
yeah.
It was right before Rona. That's when I remember it.
It at least started in 2018, though.
Because I didn't get onto it till 2020.
I'm just saying, it started getting
onto it right now.
In 2018.
Go ahead.
That's when all the cringe stuff started. That's when.
All right, I just downloaded TikTok.
No, search when they bought Musical.ly. That's how you know. That's how you know when it started popping off in the child's play space.
Continue with Facebook. I think I will. Why do you look like that, bro? You look like you got a secret to tell.
I look like I'm trying to hold back a whole bunch of coughs.
Just do it, bro.
August 2nd, 2018 is when
I told you.
But it didn't blow up.
Yeah, it didn't blow up.
No, it had some initial like growth when they first bought Musical.ly for sure. That's when the cringe started, I guarantee it.
I don't have any preferences. I'll put pick boxing. Okay, I get it. I know how to use TikTok. I'm going to delete this.
Yeah, see, all my topics were based on our guests, so I don't have anything today, unfortunately.
Yeah, me neither.
Whoa. After merging with Musical.ly in August, downloads increased, and TikTok became the most downloaded app in October of 2018.
Hey, yo.
Which Musical.ly had done once before. In February 2019, together with Douyin, hit a 1 billion download globally, excluding Android installs in China.
Bro, we don't even come up, bro.
Ideally, you'd want to start out with like a hook to get people interested in the podcast.
E-I-E-I-O.
What's our hook?
Hook.
What's our hook?
Bro, literally, the only...
Bro, you got 6 followers, bro.
The only thing I wanted to talk to you today about, Tim, was why the fuck do you think you have to be a man or a married? Wow. Tim, you make me nervous. Just sitting right in front of you makes me nervous.
Why are we following you?
Huh? Well,
on the podcast, bro. Why are we following you?
Who?
We have to have 0 followers. That looks better.
0 followers?
Put your dang phone away.
Following.
How about that?
Bro, we got 1,500 on my video. They want me, bro. They want me.
Did you not see I was trying to ask Tim a question?
Oh, sorry, Tim. Let me move.
The reason you have to get married to be a man. Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Is because.
Because what, motherfucker?
Big silence.
I'm sorry, I don't have
FaceTime.
I don't have anything.
No, it's 2022. So from everything that I have found out, literally everybody that we know is flaky as fuck.
Literally, I could have asked Gunner, and I could have asked Gunner yesterday if I had known Tim wasn't going to be here.
I didn't know he wasn't going to be here until today.
He would have 100% made it here.
I know, but I didn't know this until today.
Gunner doesn't have a mom.
Why?
What happened to her? Did she die in China?
No, she just... His parents are divorced.
I mean, he still has to have a mom.
Yeah, but he doesn't see her.
That's an interesting situation.
Yeah, really?
I mean, he does, but not like that regularly. He's not going to drive up on Mother's Day weekend.
Well, he is also like, what, 20-something years old?
Yeah, once you get over 18, you shouldn't celebrate Mother's Day anymore because technically you're a man. And men don't have mothers.
That's kind of how I feel, honestly.
I bought my mom a flower.
A singular flower?
Yes.
Why a singular?
And I haven't even given it to her yet. It's sitting on my windowsill in my kitchen.
I didn't see it.
It's kind of pretty, and I kind of want to keep it, but...
Well, I do have a story from this week that something happened.
That's interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. So we had a customer at our pizza shop call and try to get a free pizza.
Oh, yeah?
The fourth time. So, see, the thing is, when you're a small market, people don't realize that you keep track of when people seem a little bit odd. So, we have this one customer who will randomly just call and say that last time we screwed something up and they were supposed to get a free pizza. And this has happened two times now. And so, the first two times, you know, fool me once, fool me twice and all that stuff.
Did you give him a pizza?
We gave him free pizza. Oh, no. They got us the first two times, but with skepticism, mind you.
Skepticism, but their bellies were full. They don't care about that skepticism.
No, but so the final straw was pulled on the other night when he called in. They ordered on Tuesday, and then 2 days later, called back saying, yeah, we ordered a pizza the other night, and the guy on the manager said that we would get a free pizza because there was a hair in our pizza, but he never called us back. And I took his order the first time, and Kevin was the one answering the phones. We're the only two people that handle the phone, so I'm like, who did you talk to? I don't know. You didn't give me his name. He was a manager, though, and I was like, I'm the only manager, so I didn't talk to you. I did take your order, and so he's just sitting there. No, I don't know. It must have been one of those kids messing with the phone or something. And I'm like, man, you've done this twice already. Yeah. Like, we keep track of this stuff.
Do you know what their name is? We can just expose them.
Do you know their address?
I mean, yeah.
I don't think I have the address, but...
You can find it easily.
You got their phone number.
No, but...
Just say their name and bleep it out so I can look it up on Facebook.
It's probably somebody we know.
It's a very generic name.
All right.
Oh.
I'll look them up on Facebook.
Bro, what if they're an avid listener of the podcast?
I wish I was a better storyteller, though.
I mean, you need to embellish.
I know. That's the key. Part of the problem...
Like Nathan.
Yeah.
Nathan, bro.
I know. I wish I could lie. Like, if I could lie,
damn.
I could pull off some major stories.
No, bro, it's like you take a basic idea of a story.
One of these three, one of these three people.
You found them.
That's not them.
No?
No, I don't actually know what looks like.
Oh, you're a fuck-ass kid.
Who comes in to get the food?
I can tell you the skin tone of the man.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
The man? It's not that guy?
No.
I think it would be a different shade.
Take it a few shades darker.
No.
It has nothing to do with anything. It has nothing to do with anything.
Personality, man.
Oh, what? I know who. Okay, I see. I'm on the right person, though.
What?
I'm on the right person.
Let me see.
Well, if it was those kids' dad, then we would be on the right person.
They look like they eat pizza.
They look like they eat too much pizza.
They don't look anything like that.
They live in, they're from, but live in.
All right, bro. All right.
We need to let it rest, man. Come on.
No, bro. I don't let shit go like this, man.
Tell Nathan. Nathan will hunt him down.
Got too many.
He's got on a headhunter.
No, but I don't know what I could do. I mean, my mind just goes blank when I try to think of like embellishing details. Like it just goes blank. I mean, and honestly, the funny stuff I leave out. I end up actually leaving out more interesting stuff. So anyway, here we are.
Being more racist makes things funny as well.
That's a good idea. I should try that sometime.
I just can't wait till one of our TikToks gets taken down for something Isaiah says.
It's not gonna take long. I think we already have a few offensive videos
on the watch list.
Offensive enough, I would say, for TikTok. It doesn't take much there.
Yeah.
Yep.
So oh, dude, I got an interesting story today. So I went to pick up my dad bought a gym, like all the gym equipment.
Uh-huh.
And we had to go pick it up. And so this morning we woke up early and we went to go pick up this gym. And when we were coming home,
crazy Jim bought a gym.
Yeah. So I had drove the box truck and my dad drove the Dodge with the trailer on it, but we ended up loading everything into the truck and the trailer. So we didn't actually have to use the freaking box truck. We're driving home from an undisclosed location and, you know, the back roads and all that. And dad was behind me following me and we were hauling ass and we come over the top of the hill and I see a stop sign, but it's kind of like at like that 45 degree angle where you think a road coming from the other side, but you can't see the white line yet. And we're just hauling ass, probably about 65 down to, you know, 55. Trailer loaded up with all his gym equipment and everything, and I just blow right through the stop sign. And my dad's behind me, but he sees it and he goes to slam on the brakes. But then he's like, ah, it's too late. I'm blowing through the stop sign too. So we just, but it was so weird because the stupid stop sign, I tell you, it was like a 45 degree angle. You really can't tell.
You didn't know if it was for your road.
Yeah, or the, like a 45 degree angle road or something that's coming up to it. So either way, that's not the crazy part. Right after that, we were driving, and then I said, oh man, I ran the damn stop sign, and Jebediah's in the back seat, and he says, you ran over a possum? And I was like, no, I didn't run over a possum. I said I ran over or ran through a stop sign. And then he's like, oh, okay. And then I see a dead possum on the side of the road at the same time. I said, oh, look, there's a dead possum. And then out of nowhere, we all look up like this, and a freaking buzzard comes down from the tree to go get the possum, and I run over the it hit the big glass windshield, and it like stuck to the windshield and like blew off the side.
It hit the windshield?
Like a buzzard?
Yeah, a whole ass buzzard, bro.
I thought they were built to dodge cars.
Usually right in front of them.
I usually aim for them, you know, because I know they always jump out of the way, but this one was up in the tree coming down like this, and I guess he didn't notice the big ass white box truck. And, you know, Zuzu trucks, they got that flat windshield on the front. I hit him, and he, like, stuck to the front of the windshield for a second and then, like, blew off the side. And then Jebediah's just like this, and Yuri's like this. And I'm like, dude, that was awesome. And then
didn't break anything?
No, it didn't. It did pretty good. Because he was kind of flying with us, so we kind of, like, snuck up on his ass.
Oh, yeah.
And just kind of pushed him along. Granted, I think he's going to die anyways.
Dead.
Once he hit the ground, he was flopping around pretty bad, but... my dad almost ran him over too, because he's right behind me. This is you know, right after we ran the stop sign, and then then dad called me. He's like, "I'm not following you anymore, bro. You're too dangerous." it was just funny,
blowing through fucking stop signs, fucking hitting birds, fucking running over dead possums.
No, I didn't hit the dead possum.
I was driving in Rock's truck the other day, and I thought I saw a bag creeping across the road, like a little black grocery bag. I was driving. I was like, what the fuck is that? Oh, it's a plastic bag. And I was like, why is it left? That's a turtle. And I
go, oh, shoot.
Dude,
why did a turtle look like a plastic bag?
Because it was black.
What?
And it was like...
Oh, like the ones you get from the Indian gas stations put liquor in.
Yeah, liquor. And I thought, like, it was just, like, moving across the road, like, there was a light gust of
wind. Like, it was blowing it a little bit.
And it was like, shh. I was like, okay, that's a fucking bag. And then I saw the fucking neck on that thing. That thing was, like, at least that long. The fucking turtle was, well, I was thinking about running back and getting it, but it was big. Like.
So what? Man, back in the day, we would just watch for any sort of animal.
On the side of the road.
On the side of the road.
It was just a bunch of fucking poachers.
Grab it, pick it up. Yeah.
Because
no,
there
that's
was
a
no
free pet right there.
There was no entertainment when you were a kid being homeschooled, so you had to just really hope for something dead. You remember that video you got of me and Kevin trying to break the horns off of that thing? And then your caption was two alpha males.
The deer?
You still have that video somewhere?
Oh, yeah, it's still on my Instagram.
Dude, that's... Oh, it's on your Instagram?
Yeah, they still haven't taken that one down.
I don't think they're ever going to take it.
Who? Didn't you put like a get well something on a dead animal?
Get well balloon.
That's just a meme.
No, I swear you did that at one point.
That would be something that you would do.
No, that's a meme.
You spell your name Jeson, right? There's no way this is still on here.
Nah, that's back in the day. Like, we would just collect animals, like insects.
There's not a video. Capping. Well, there is that picture, though. That's cool.
Sheesh!
I thought it was on Snapchat. Oh. Oh, it was right there. Bro, I used to be a stick. Dude, those horns were on there, or those antlers were on there good.
Well, I think they're, yeah, that's how they work. They're bone.
Have you ever seen when they shed their antlers? Like a video of it?
No. They what happens? They fall off?
Yeah, they just fall off.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Like so the whole every thing? Year, every year. So,
no, they don't.
Yes.
No, they don't.
Deers shed their antlers, or bucks do, every year at the end of the season. Because they have the antlers just for fighting. For
the entire thing,
the whole thing, and I watched a video of it. Yeah, I watched a video.
How do they grow back so fast, huh?
They grow back in 1 year.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Look it up.
And how do they get bigger every year?
Because of the calcium that they just grow them faster. So
why aren't people out there just collecting? Why don't we?
They do. It's called antler shed collecting.
Oh.
But I watched a video of it the other day because it's really hard to catch a video of it. You look like you're gonna throw up every single time.
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Okay, so. So, I saw a game camera video of it, and the freaking buck had its antlers on there, and all it did was violently shake its head, and the antlers just fell off on the ground.
Dang.
So, yeah. And it's not actually bone.
What can you do with antlers? Can you, like, use those for, other than whittling it into, like, a knife or something? Like, what could you do with an antler? Like, you make it into, like, some soup or something?
Seen people make some, like, sexual toys with them. Get real.
Korean people?
but like the rhino horns, right? They use
that's
those?
That's jewelry. And elephant tusk.
Oh, that's
jewelry.
All, yeah. That's all they use elephant tusks for?
Oh, you're looking at Jason's thing?
90% of your problems could be solved by marketing.
Bro, I didn't even do that. I didn't even do that caption.
10% could be solved by jumping off the cliff.
Who did
and
that?
He was jumping off with me and we were holding hands.
That was Tori. That was Tori posted that one. I told her, post, find something really cringy and put it as a caption. Like, that's
I just want to go through your captions, man.
I went through a phase where I like to put cringy captions. Why are we talking about
this? Juan Dij.
Aesthetic.
It's Juan Dij. It was a CSGO thing. I don't know. It was some kind of reference. Are we just going to go through my Instagram?
Yes, because it's entertaining.
Defend yourself, pussy. Defend yourself.
Bro, what I wish I did was never post the things that I posted when I was a kid.
Yeah.
There was like a huge, like, 2018, and then like a year later, he got cool.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Have you always had the same Instagram account? Did you never make?
Yeah,
never changed it.
Yeah, because we always used to forget our passwords.
Dude, I've got like 18 Instagrams. I'm sure they're all deleted by now, but
no, bro, they never deleted any of mine. It's really weird.
Anyway, back in the day before we had all our electronic devices, we would just go out and collect bugs.
Bro,
you guys didn't do that?
No,
you didn't like look for your favorite. Cool bug and
no, I play with sticks, bro. Like the cool looking.
It's the same thing.
Sticks that had like they look like guns.
I was all face down, ass up.
What? Dude, I posted the cringiest memes though, bro. Like that. The shit that I post, bro. It was so bad.
Hmm.
God, reminiscing, bro. This is going to be a terrible podcast, but
I mean, it is. Yeah,
it's all right,
bro. I really got a shit like right.
I like how we demand so little respect that even somebody who doesn't get 15 listeners a week is not willing to take the time out of his Mother's Day to come hang out with us. We've got stood up by 3 people now.
Literally within the past 3 podcasts.
And they're our friends. Well,
I mean, I don't know about Mike.
Mike's my friend.
I mean, Mike is my friend, but not Jason's friend. He doesn't like Jason.
I've never met Mike before.
And I wouldn't say Tim is my friend. He's more of your friend.
I don't even know what he looks like.
Yeah, Tim's definitely my friend. Shout out to Tim. He is still our most valued listener, even though he can't show up to the podcast. That's cool, bro. You still have a mother.
Zero respect. No one has any respect for us, what we do.
Yeah, I mean,
we're
literally creating a craft.
Well, this comes full circle from last week about the grind set. And Tim is not on the grind set.
That's true.
Tim,
he had made commitments and he broken them. Therefore, we're just going to send a pipe bomb to your house and your mother's house. So,
actually,
you fucked up.
I know where his mom lives, but I would not do that. I wouldn't wish that upon
him. I'm going to get that information out of Landon.
No, one way or another. No pipe bombs on my.
Whether I have to. Pool.
Bro, Tim might be very sensitive about
this. Tim, if you're very sensitive about this, I don't give a fuck.
Bro, we're going to kill our only listener. Quit. He's driving up the revenue. Bro, Tim's driving up our revenue. Please.
I don't see Tim posting nowhere.
I haven't heard.
I don't even know if he has social media.
He listens. He hasn't left a 5-star review. I know that.
Yeah, I need to talk to him about that. He would probably leave it on the one that he was on.
Hey, Tim, go ahead and check your mailbox.
I don't think you pick one, but
check your mailbox, Tim.
All right, Tim's going on next week.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is, bro. I get it.
No, I'm
Mother's
making
Day,
the executive
bro.
Order. People who don't show up, that you.
He's our number one listener, bro. That was going to be our number one podcast. Tim.
We got to start demanding some more respect. We don't just forgive and forget. We hold grudges.
I've tried to ask Colby,
I know.
Colby doesn't even listen. Because I know I can call him a gay ass motherfucker.
Is it manly to hold a grudge?
No.
With a big ass chin. He does have a very big chin.
He's got. It was that superhero in Fairly Odd Parents. The chin.
Crimson chin.
Crimson chin.
Oh, fucking Captain Chinhead ass. But he won't hear it. He won't know any. He won't know I said this because he doesn't listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And kind of hurts my feelings, you know.
Isn't he like your best friend?
Okay, we need to stop talking about our single digit listeners. We have no listeners, so we're just talking about the 5 people who have listened to us at some point in time.
That's how you.
Oh, he's never listened, all right. Though.
Yeah. All right.
We're not even talking about a listener there.
No. But seriously, is it manly to hold a grudge?
That's a good topic.
I feel like Isaiah.
Is it manly to hold a grudge?
Isaiah would say yes to this one. Landon should be saying yes because that's how he functions.
That is how he functions.
No, bro, forgiveness is manly.
I would say
instant forgiveness.
Just depends on the situation. Like if you killed my mom, yeah, I'm gonna hold a grudge and it's gonna be John Wick type shit.
Yeah, but no, that's if they kill your dog. I mean, it's a little bit different. The dog is higher.
Like I was thinking about what I would do if somebody killed my dog. Like ATF raided my fucking house.
Oh my god, he'd kill the whole government.
But realistically,
the whole thing's falling apart.
Realistically, what would you do?
Pipe bombs everywhere.
If someone killed my dog,
yeah,
purposefully.
Yeah.
Like if they accidentally ran over my dog,
I'd probably just
beat the shit out of them
purposely.
Like if the ATF came and raided your house.
I'm not talking about.
Okay, if your neighbor,
a random crackhead comes up, shoot your dog.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gone, dude.
Okay.
I think I care about my dog.
But let's reframe this a little bit.
All right.
What about when you face the consequences for? I mean, it's a dog at the end of the day.
At the end of the day,
died in about 10 years anyway.
12.
But what if, let's say, you maybe get prosecuted and
you're gonna get prosecuted.
And you go to jail for 20 years.
Then you don't get to see your dog, bro.
I'll be 40, and then I'll just get another dog.
Okay, but you threw away 20 years of your life for a potential 10 years. But you don't know. Your dog could have got hit by a car the next week. You could have been.
No, but that person would be dead, too. Watch where you're fucking
driving.
You
just said they only get beat up.
What happens when you run over a kid with your car? Vehicular homicide. 10 years in jail.
No, you don't. Not if it's manslaughter.
If it's, it depends on.
Accident.
If it's an accident, it's a manslaughter. But if you're trying to run over a kid, then it's a different deal.
Look, all I know is I'm going to have a very good lawyer. But.
Get Amber Heard's lawyer.
Here's that. But no, if somebody like killed my dog, like I even think, bro, why would you
throw away your life for a freaking animal?
I even think if Landon killed my dog, I'd probably try to kill him.
Bro, I still hold a grudge to this day. Nicorette killed my duck.
Really close to turning those C's into G's. Like you really need to watch it on that.
Dude, I've been thinking about this a lot in the last couple of years, man.
What?
Nick killed my duck.
How?
purposefully. Bro, I don't even want to talk about it.
I didn't know you had a duck.
He didn't have a duck. His mom did.
No, it was my duck.
It was not. What was his name?
It was Jack.
Bullshit.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. What was it? It was Jack.
It was a goose as well.
No.
Oh, you're talking about the mallard.
The mallard.
Yeah, no, his name wasn't Jack.
What was it then?
It was something other than Jack.
It was Jack.
Because the goose was named Jack.
One of them was named... No, but what was the freaking...
How did it die?
Nicorette killed it.
Ow.
BB gun.
I don't even want
to
hear.
Is this like a rape incident? Like, what happened to the duck?
Yeah, he was left alone with the freaking ducks.
What happened? Why don't you want to talk about
it? I don't want to talk about it, bro.
Are you involved?
No, I wasn't there.
He was an accessory.
No, I wasn't.
Accessory to
murder. I was not even there.
Then why don't you want to talk about it?
Where were you?
I don't know. I think we were on vacation.
No.
So you don't even know what happened. He just died. So,
Nicorette.
He was left alone with the duck.
Yes.
Oh, no.
No, my duck was picking on one of his ducks or something like that, or on another duck, and he slaughtered it.
I don't
This is how people become serial killers.
I don't think
you not
start killing animals first.
Do you not remember this, Isaiah?
I remember. Your mom was like, "Why the fuck did you kill my duck?"
Well,
he did. He admitted it.
What did he do?
I don't know how I killed it, bro. I don't want to hear.
Look.
Why are you so traumatized by something if, you don't know
if,
about?
Even if he killed, like, April, he wouldn't be this traumatized. No.
Yes, I would be.
Why?
Because it's my dog.
You hate April, though.
No, I don't. I actually like April way more than Jack.
I mean, she's a better dog.
She's a much better dog than Jack. She doesn't bark. I'm pretty sure my duck's name was Jack.
I don't know. I think.
Why won't you tell us how he died?
I don't know how he died.
Okay,
I just know I left,
you know,
and Nick said he killed it.
I'm pretty sure it was with a BB gun.
I don't know these facts because I didn't talk to him for a long time after that. And then he pissed in my shoes.
Are we talking about Nick?
Yes.
Nicholas?
He pissed in my brand new shoes.
I can't even remember what that was about. But the fuck,
I'm pretty sure it was funny. It's because he didn't like the fact that I got new shoes.
No. Y'all were arguing about something. And he was like so fucking mad. He went up there and stuck his cock in your shoe and fucking pissed. And you like went to go put them on or something.
I was like, why the hell are these things wet?
Oh, they dripping. They're dripping.
What? I've never heard of this done before. I mean, granted, how old?
Like 14?
No, it was older than that. I was like 15, 16,
what
something like
in
that.
The world?
No, y'all weren't driving yet.
When I was like 5 or 6, Kevin, he pooped on the floor.
Why? Like on accident or on purpose?
No, I don't know. He was like 3 or 4.
Oh,
no, this is totally, this was like,
take it back.
No. But I'm saying how I dealt with it was I stuck his Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle action figure in the poop.
Why?
You're fucked up.
Because he pooped on my, we shared a room and he pooped on our floor. In a communal spot, like right in front of the closet where we kept the Lego.
He wasn't going to clean it up. He was like, "Damn, I couldn't make it to the toilet." Sorry about that, Jason. Let me go grab some napkins and some spray, and I'll clean this up real quick. And comes back, and fucking Donatello's just perched up on top of it. He's like, "What the fuck? That's some bullshit, man. You're a fucked up human being for that."
I was like, okay, all right.
And you know,
but my
what
point
was
is,
in his shit was pizza.
I was 6. I was like 5 or 6. Nicholas was 14.
He doesn't take away the fact that you had purposefully put...
That's malice, bro.
Yeah. How are you going after me for this? He pooped on the floor.
He was 3!
3's a different deal. 6, you're conscious. When I was 3, I don't even remember what up was. Like, up.
Like the movie?
No, just up, bro. I didn't know what up and down was, bro.
Bro, that's different. You just couldn't wrap your head. Like you had
gravity didn't make sense to me.
So you think that if he knew, like, he was supposed to take a shit in the toilet,
Did he normally take his shit in the toilet?
He was potty trained. He just chose to poop.
It was out of malice, bro. He might have been doing it.
This is like,
did what? You, or think back, like earlier that day, did you do anything to him, like take his Legos or something?
No, that's
shit?
The thing. It was not a retaliatory shit. It wasn't. I remember that day so vividly. Like, there's so few things I remember from
was
when I was
this in
like,
the house that you lived
five.
In now? Are you, yes. Are your parents still living?
Yeah.
Which room? In the room that you guys were still living in last?
The one directly adjacent to the family room.
The one that your little brothers lived in for a while?
Yeah. Yep. So.
What did he say when he found it?
I don't remember.
Goo goo gaga?
Yeah, that's fucked, bro.
Like, I don't know why.
What
that
if he
would have only...
took one of your fucking Star Wars pieces and put it right beside Donatello? He's like, "Fuck you, Jason."
Nah. I think he understood what he did was wrong. I think it actually worked.
Did he ever shit on the floor again?
No, that's the thing. I mean,
he literally fixed them.
Well, I think Nicholas stopped pissing in shoes.
We have no way to know, man.
Should have stuck a Ninja Turtle in that shoe just to make sure,
dude.
It was my shoe.
I know, but. Yeah, you're right. That doesn't make any sense.
What the fuck were y'all arguing about?
If you took his Ninja Turtle.
No, it was that day that he threw your bike at you.
So it was a double whammy.
Because, like, you were pissing him off or something, and he was, like, getting all pissed off, so he fucking threw the bike at you, and you...
Was it his bike? Did you piss on his bike?
It was... No.
I mean, I feel like
no, bro,
the only way
I don't
Nicholas
do
something like that is if you pissed on something.
No, I didn't. That was the off-wall part, bro.
Was he drinking or anything?
It was 14, no.
He just was wild, bro.
I don't know,
I ain't
man.
Never heard of nobody else doing
I've never heard of that before.
He walked up there. And
like, not
he
sober.
He saw those fucking shoes. He's like, fuck them shoes.
Not sober anyway. I don't...
No, what? So what are you saying about a bike? I don't even know what you're talking about.
We were pissing him off somehow. Me and you.
Oh, why didn't he piss in your shoes?
Because I was wearing my shoes.
Because Isaiah didn't have an extra pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Learning it's hard to piss in flip-flops.
Ran those Walmart.
No, but you got those Under Armour shoes for...
Yeah, they were the red bottoms, bro.
Yeah.
Black with red bottoms.
And... Yeah, we were pissing him off. We were laughing at him about something. So he threw your bike.
Was it because he wasn't going to ride the bike off the side of the porch, maybe?
No.
Because he got pissed off about that one day.
What, you were trying to get him to ride the bike off the porch?
Because we were riding the bike off the porches, and he wanted to, but that was a different situation.
And you...
That wasn't it. He threw your bike at you, and you just kept laughing at him, and he walked up inside and through the mudroom and into the house. And we were just fucking fiddle shitting around and doing something else because when we came back, the liquid was cold inside of the shoe.
Yeah, I know.
So we were fucking around outside doing something. And then we walked upstairs because we were about to leave. You had to go put it on your shoes and it was like dripping from the fucking toe of the shoe.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck is this? Why are my shoes wet? And you're like, smell it. It smells like piss. It's like, and I was like, did Ricky piss on your shoes?
Yeah.
And you're like, no, it would have been all over the fucking place.
Yeah, this was a precise piss, bro. It wasn't none on the floor.
Bro, I feel like the reason my brain can't wrap, like, I can't comprehend this level of alpha. Like, the absolute dominance he asserted with this move. Like, my brain, that's why it doesn't make sense to me. Like, it's just, it's a next level. It's next level.
Bro, what other shit like that happened when we were kids, bro?
I don't know, bro. I mean,
I shit on the floor
if
once.
That happened when you were 14. What happened when you were like 6?
Nah, we didn't have so much malice in our hearts back then, bro.
I don't remember doing any type of fucked up shit like that to somebody else.
Well, you guys ever poop on each other's like floors? That. You ever do that?
I shit on my own floor one time. But that's just because I had really bad diarrhea and I couldn't make it to the toilet. I had to run up a flight of stairs to go take a shit. And as soon as I got in there, bro, I went to pull down my pants, and like as I was like squatting down, and I shit right before the toilet.
Okay. So you were at least at the toilet.
No. No, that was the second time. The first time I was running right in front of my parents' washing machines right there to go to the toilet again, and I shit in my pants right there.
You shit on your pants?
No, in my pants right there.
Oh, in your pants.
And so I just took them off and then threw them in the washing machine full of shit.
I can say I've never failed, but man, it has definitely crowned quite a few times.
No, see, the type of shits that I shit crowning, myself,
that's a problem.
Those are not crownable shits.
I think I
those are.
Well, no, yeah, I've accidentally.
It's a mile.
I think I shit myself the other day.
Yeah, you did.
I did?
Yeah, we were doing something and you shit yourself. Remember that time I got really drunk and I shit myself in the mountains with Tim, bro?
Oh yeah.
I literally shit myself.
I don't know, it takes me back. I've never pissed on myself.
No.
I've shit on myself quite a few times though.
Yeah, I ain't never pissed the bed. I ain't never pissed on
you definitely have pissed the bed.
I've never.
They already explained this situation.
Oh my god. Avid bedwetter up until 19 years
the
old.
Propaganda is so ridiculous.
I think yesterday you pissed in my bed.
Yeah.
Jason, you probably wet the bed when you were a kid, right?
No. I was actually the first to, like, not wet the bed out of all my siblings.
Steven, bro?
I was the fastest.
Rock?
I mean, he didn't, like, struggle with it, but, like, I was just faster. I mean, you know.
I never got it. I don't know why people do piss the bed.
You definitely piss the bed.
I've never.
You just don't remember it.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, I don't remember pissing the bed. Well,
no.
Actually, I will say those dreams where you get up and go to the bathroom.
No, that's never happened to me.
Get up and go to the bathroom.
Never happened to me.
That's happened to me like one time. That's the one
time.
How
old were you?
I mean, I was probably like.
I think I probably shit myself in the bed thinking I was taking a shit on the toilet.
Like 6 or 7.
I was like, ah. Dude, the worst thing though is just the farts that you think are just farts and they're shits. Like, last night I tested it in Alyssa's car. We had just ate Little Caesars, and I always shit myself right after that. Like, it's like instant. Like within the next 5 minutes, I'm gonna shit myself,
dude.
And we were sitting in the car, and I was like, I think I'm gonna have to shit myself. And she's like, let's walk inside Walmart and take a shit. It's like, no, I'm just gonna test it right here in the car.
Did you do it?
No, I didn't shit myself. Thank God.
No, you guys need to listen to something.
I just. Every once in a while, well, never mind.
Waffle House fires you up, I'll tell you that.
Waking up early in the morning is a sketchy move for me. Like, I don't know how it impacts my constipation, but...
You have constipation, bro?
When I wake up early in the morning, yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, I fixed it by, like, actually getting proper sleep, but if I don't get any sleep at night, it's bad. It's sketchy. I don't know why. It just becomes, it's just not good.
Me and Lane went to eat one day when he was here a couple weeks ago. I'm trying to find the video, man. And I felt a fire starting in my stomach on the way home. Didn't even have time to get.
Bro, did you ever used to eat like full, like massive bags of like gummies and stuff and just let it marinate in your stomach and you get that weird, like bloated feeling? Like,
no, I don't eat gummies.
I don't know.
It's for children.
Back when I used to play video games, I would drink a 1 liter bottle of Mountain Dew and like 2 boxes of Mike and Ike's within one night. And the feeling in your stomach.
That's your intestines falling apart. Yeah, acid.
It was not good. I did that for pretty much a year straight. Every Friday night. Though? So, and I'm still here. I'm still here. Most athletic and fit of everyone here.
You couldn't run a mile without fucking coughing up your lung right now.
Well, right now, yes.
All right, then.
That's different.
Talk to me.
Next week. Well, I'll talk to you next week, and I'll go run a mile beforehand.
All right. I bet you I could finish a mile before you could.
I
guarantee it.
We're going to have to. All right, we'll hit the gym next week. And
no, yeah, I text Kevin, and because I didn't know Kevin went to the gym with you.
I literally have said, you can go with me and Kevin. Like, I've said it on here. We can go back and listen.
I'm sure you have.
Multiple times.
But, like, my recollection, I didn't hear Kevin.
Oh,
I didn't
probably weren't on Adderall back then.
So he was, like, saying that y'all go, like, Tuesdays and Fridays and sometimes Thursdays?
We try to go Tuesday through Friday.
Okay.
Every night.
So, I can do that.
But I've been failing. But Steven wants to go to the gym, too, so I think I'm
going to... Yeah, I've lost a good bit of weight. I feel comfortable that I just need to go ahead and start bulking up again. And getting some massive.
I don't think you need to bulk up, buddy. I think you're there already. You just need to cut at this point.
Dude, I've been in the cutting process for the last 10 years.
There's the tile.
Well, right. You haven't been working out, though. The second you start working out?
Yeah, I just feel softer, you know? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, once you lose weight, you know how you feel soft?
Dude, I want...
I feel soft.
It's opening up space for those muscles to...
Yeah, I just need
blow
to...
Blow up.
I just need to blow up.
What weight are you at now?
210.
Really? Take off your shirt.
No, don't.
Because you still need to cut.
I need to cut fat.
Not too bad. Dang, bro. You're, like, from the bottom of the titties up, bro, you're looking freaking actually like pretty good.
I think that's the skinniest I've seen you in a while.
Yeah, for sure.
But
bro.
It's skinny. It's definitely like,
I mean, if you shave,
you gotta get some definition on those tits.
But your arms are actually looking bigger now that you have less fat.
Your arms are massive.
And your shoulders. No, there's this guy I follow.
I'm just gonna go without a shirt.
We got Bert Kreisner over here. Yeah.
I just don't like my nipples. I need to get bigger pecs. So my
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Stretch out.
Exactly. That's what mine. My nipples used to be like chocolate chip size.
Let me see your nipples real quick.
They're pepperoni size.
Let me see them.
I'm just kidding.
Let me see them.
No.
Let me see your nipple.
No.
Just let me see. You just see mine. Just yeah, away from the camera. Oh yeah, they're a little bit bigger than they were.
They used to be. They used to be like little. Yeah, that's mini chocolate.
I need to get. See, mine just stick
now. They're
out
like those big dark chocolate chips. You know.
You know, mine just stick out.
Oh really Jesus far. Christ!
They just stick
that's
out.
That's disgusting.
Far.
Oh God, I don't like looking at that.
But
it's enchanting.
My nipples.
So there's this guy I follow on Instagram. Him and his buddy, they got big. They went viral one time, like in the gym space, because they posted they're like pretty fat, like way fatter than you. And him and his buddy, and they said, "Well, I'm not." You probably seen it. I was like, "We're not gonna cut our hair until we're summer, like beach bod ready or something like that." And they were like fat, and then they actually continued to work out, and in like 3 months, he cut like 41 pounds or something.
I just
like
don't
that.
Understand how you cut belly fat. You know what I'm saying?
You don't just specifically, you can't just cut one spot. You have to cut every, like, it just
or should
fat
I just go get surgery? Because I like the way my upper body looks.
Bro.
Titties up.
No,
just
but the thing
work
is.
Work deficit and work out.
Listen to this guy.
No.
I've been a V-shred, my nigga.
Well, you have to start actually working out.
I eat a full pizza every day.
The thing is you have to. Actually do weight training. Don't do cardio. Do weight training and caloric deficit, and you'll cut the belly
so that's
fat
what
and
my,
keep the upper body.
So that's what my fucking problem is I haven't been weight training. I've been in caloric deficit for like 3 months.
Yeah, so you're going to burn fat and have like loose skin and
whenever
stuff.
Whenever you do weight train, you go with Landon, who talks to you the entire time and wastes your night.
I don't talk to people. People talk to me.
Yeah, see, I don't like going to the gym and not talking to people.
What?
Like, that's why I like...
What's the point in going if you're not going to work out?
It's a social gathering.
No, yeah, you work out. But
find this guy, bro.
Yeah, but you get so much less done. Like, if I can't get my workout done in like an hour and 30.
See, I feel like I'm not doing a hard enough workout if I don't go for like 2 hours.
Well, that's because you're not hitting, like, in the time. You can get a good workout in like an hour, hour and a half. You just have to actually focus. Like, if you're stopping to talk every 30 seconds, then yeah.
Because, like, if I run a mile or two or three. I'll be done with that in 20 minutes.
Don't run. Do not run.
You don't need to run.
Seriously.
I got to run so I can beat you in a fucking mile. No, I actually don't even have to train for that.
Actually, I would say go ahead and do cardio. Like, don't do a ton of cardio, but yeah, 20. Do a 20,
I mean, cardio is good for
like,
you.
Run,
yeah,
run,
yeah.
Like,
but
run like a mile. And
don't
then,
do it every day.
Wait, yeah. I'm
trying to find this dude.
I do enough cardio a day. I take like 20,000 steps. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, we found him right here. This is in 3 months. What he's done in 3 months is actually astounding. I'm actually extremely impressed.
Well, I actually looked into that guy. He's not natty, and
you have no clue.
He runs NFT scams, and
he's talking about V-Shred?
Logan Paul.
Bro, why are you obsessed with this guy? By the way,
V-Shred? See, look, he got real.
The left is just sucking in his gut. That's what Gunner looks like when he sucks in his gut.
The cut, I mean. He was way fatter than you.
Yeah, that guy's not.
Well, he did cut weight, but he's got a lot more weight. I mean, he's 43 downs in 3 months. 43. But, I mean, look at that shit again, bro. It's just ridiculous. Look how big his gut is.
Right. Yeah.
And he had abs in 3 months. Abs in 3 months.
Yeah, but are you sure that's...
No. I actually follow him, and I see there, like, he posts every day. And it's 3 months.
Yeah. I mean, you could do it, Isaiah.
It's just straight dedication, bro.
You got to get that diet.
You got to tell me,
you need bison meat.
See, you've only bombarded me one day.
Oh,
you gave up really fast.
Yeah, you gave up really fast.
I just didn't believe it would actually work, honestly.
Did you do
it? Yeah, it doesn't work if you don't do it more than once.
Well, yeah.
Did you ever see that thing that was like, thank God to my buddy who made me lose all the weight? And then they were like, how'd he do it? And he's like, he just texted me, I'm a fat every day or something like that.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I mean, the problem is I feel gay if I text you. Like, I don't. That's the problem. Like, I don't really text.
Call me.
I don't text men one-on-one. Or, I mean, I don't text anybody one-on-one.
Not even your wife? You do that in a... Oh, you do that with another gay?
Hmm. What?
You have a group chat?
I get it.
Got him.
Yeah.
Bro, where the water is at?
We don't have any.
That's your second bottle of water.
Is
this considered soda?
Yeah. Is it carbonated? Yeah.
I think
Red Bull is.
I think it's pop.
Sorry.
I think I should actually take a producer seat this episode.
Bro, I think.
Let's restart. I'll just sit back in the back, like, put the microphone over there, and I'll just sit right here and just watch the levels. That'll be it.
I'm not going to, oh yeah, by the way, I turned a new leaf. I'm not going to be mean to you anymore.
Good.
Because you're my financial
Can I still
guy.
Do that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Gunner wants to talk to you.
About what?
About some stuff.
About money?
No.
Oh, dang.
He was making fun of you.
For what?
On the podcast. For the podcast. Like, you on the podcast.
The financial thing?
No. Oh. Just in general.
What? I'm curious.
He was just dogging on you a little bit.
About what?
About dogging on me.
Oh. Yeah.
I bet you text Gunner one-on-one, you fucking queer.
Nah, I've never texted Gunner one-on-one.
Bullshit.
Actually, I mean, I have, but, like, not regularly. Like,
you're
it's different.
Fucking queer, it's different. Dude. Like, just say it.
Oh, Gunner, hop on League of Legends so we can play.
You want to have butt sex with Gunner.
That's even more gay.
Yeah.
I'm on League of Legends, bro.
You couldn't have got any less
Let's
gay.
Let's run up this CSGO, Gunner. You fucking queer.
Nah, but there's a difference between asking a question or, you know, informing something rather than having a regular conversation.
We wouldn't be having a conversation. You'd just be calling me a fat fuck. How is that gay?
That's a good point. But it would require me to take time out of my day to do it every single day. And that's where the gay comes in. Like,
when you put a special time in for a man, like what we're doing right now. This is a threesome.
Yeah, but
it's a gay threesome.
But this is a weekly.
And you're the receiver.
Thing. No, it's a weekly.
Look,
thing.
We've got penis shaped things right in front of our face.
Yeah,
look, it's
and we're all three guys
talking into the head of that mic, eh?
They're like,
look, we got three people once a week. That's different from every single day. If we did this every single day, that would be a problem.
So if you're only gay one day a week,
exactly. That argument has been made.
When?
Isn't it?
If Joe Rogan
Thursday?
Said it, if Joe Rogan said that was cool, then I can.
What?
If you're only gay one day a week, then you're not actually gay.
A day dedicated to heterosexual homosexuality.
I don't know.
I don't pay attention to queers.
Yeah.
I think it was Thursday or
did
something.
Did you know that? I believe June. No, not June.
Is that why you post the fucking videos on Thursday? Because you're trying to make us gay.
Yeah.
Why are you gay?
Because we're not gay.
Why are you gay?
That's the one day you can be gay. Whatever. Anyway.
This is a dumb conversation.
Cameron it is. That's what
Cameron
I was saying.
Just
Cameron just died.
I thought you said Cameron died. I was like, what?
We'll be right back.
Turn your freaking phone off.
Bro, he was on his phone.
Like, there's a chance I might actually have some. Like, if something actually comes up and you're listening to your freaking audio on your phone, it kind of ruins things.
Well, I don't listen to audio on my phone.
You just were.
We're not recording right now.
You listen to audio on your
right
phone
now.
Bro, louder than anybody in the entire world.
Yeah, no, it's literally always blasting.
You could have your headphones in your pocket on a subway train and you would rather fucking listen to that shit.
It's so loose.
Outside
And so did you guys? Did you guys not bring anything like even to talk to him about Tim?
Yeah, I had stuff for Tim.
All right, go ahead. Let's run it by.
I literally just talked to Tim.
Not that one. That one's boring. That one had nowhere to go.
Bullshit, it did. Right, if Tim was sitting here, it would.
Where would Tim taken it?
I don't know because Tim's not off the here. Dome?
Tim's pretty good off the
Actually, that would have been a good conversation. But what else did you have? That's all you brought? That was your Hail Mary? That's what we were going
to... What the fuck did you bring?
Shut up.
What the fuck did you bring?
I've already brought it all. I brought it for... I brought voice cracks.
See,
and a cough.
We all bring something to this podcast. You bring editing and videography and all those things. Straight comedy gas. People like all the things that I say because I make things entertaining. Same as Isaiah.
Let's bring our minds back.
The only thing we don't bring is guests.
Neither does Samuel. Jason.
I'm not doing that. All right, let's run it back. Last hour, what funny things have you said in this last hour? Let's review what we've gone through today. What's the funniest thing you said? What's the biggest knee slapper you came up with?
Your mom.
That's so funny, bro. That's so funny. All right.
That joke was so good. Isaiah. See, it was so anti-funny. It's funny.
What does Isaiah bring? Huh?
I mean,
Adderall?
You're the first one to mention it. This bug.
I know. I
got his ass.
Got him.
I intentionally have been doing it just to skew the statistics.
And no.
All right.
I have not been on Adderall in the past 2 days.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I haven't.
Bro, you seem so much more pleasant today.
Yeah.
I'm about to get heated.
All right, what does Isaiah bring?
Okay, first of all, we both told some funny stories, and then the pissing in the shoes thing, and then the duck killing thing. Those are all funny things that we said. You talked about some lady trying to get some free pizza.
It was a dude.
Either way. Our stories were funny.
You're right.
I'm not trying to bash on you. I'm just trying to give you the facts.
How the fuck do we go from having a really good podcast to a fucking shitty one?
Well, let's think about it.
Wait, are you talking about in this actual specific podcast?
No.
Or just in general?
Like from last week's podcast to this week's podcast.
I didn't listen to last week's podcast, so I have no...
It was a really good one, and I didn't prepare anything for that.
Weren't we supposed to...
I took a screen recording because I knew it was going to get taken off TikTok of this cop shooting one guy.
And what are you going to do with this?
Show it to you.
Okay. Awesome.
Because we were on the subject last week of it. So I was like, fuck it. Might as well just show them this. No. Probably.
Why don't they have bulletproof stuff on?
On regular cop cars?
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like a dumb thing to have.
No, it seems like a dumb thing not to have.
Why would you have a fucking bulletproof window?
Roddy Rich has bulletproof windows on his car.
It adds a ton of weight.
I know. I would at least do side.
Often getting shot at through their window.
Neither is Roddy Rich, but he still rides around in a freaking limousine that has.
Because he can.
It's the government.
I know, but I'm saying it's more of a detriment than it is a benefit.
Yeah, I would see. The few cops that you'll lose every year from people running up and shooting them through the car windshield is probably not that damn...
It's not worth.
Their lives aren't worth
as
much.
Putting $10,000 into a car, each car. I mean, you take fucking... How many police cars are there? Probably 4 million?
13.3, I'm pretty sure.
So that's 100... And $30,300,000 versus 4 or 5 cops a year?
Yeah.
No, I shouldn't even be saying this now.
I mean, that's really messed up.
Yeah.
I don't agree with
that. I totally...
The government, we wait.
Yeah.
How many bridges do we build on the interstate that don't need to be built? Or rebuilt? They're just bored? Or all the stupid...
just bored?
Yeah, that's what's happening.
No, swear to God. The government gets bored. They don't have enough. They're like, man, we got so much money that we
they don't
took
have
from the taxpayers
to fill. So they rebuild a bridge.
Yeah, bridges in the middle of the county that we live in that nobody uses. It's ridiculous. I'm telling you, the government got bored of keeping. Okay, look, they're like, these people that travel to Atlanta every day don't have enough problems in their life. Let's go build another bridge.
So the Department of Transportation is fucked. Yes. Is fucked. They pay guys $26 an hour to stand around with shovels.
Multiple guys.
Multiple. 10 guys to cover up one fucking pothole. Yep. I could do that by myself in 20 minutes. You know?
Why are they always trying to patch the holes on the interstate when I'm trying to go to Walmart?
And then they do a shitty patch job because then you go.
I hate them, bro.
Just replace the whole fucking road.
With asphalt, not concrete.
It would take less time for you to do that.
They've replaced almost the whole road just in pieces.
No. It's so every 10 feet.
Yeah, no. It's really,
especially on the right side, bro. Every
10 feet.
For a 12-mile stretch.
Like you're riding across one of those shitty-ass bridges.
Yeah. It's raining, hydroplaning like crazy on that road.
Dude, I fucking love hydroplaning.
They're like troughs of water that you could freaking...
Yeah, because they're like 3 inches lower than the rest of the road.
But yet they do every... It's like they're building it with Lego blocks, essentially. Like if you imagine riding over an interstate that was built out of Legos, that's all they're doing. They just cut the stupid little squares out and then pour a little square, but they don't use a level to make them not go doo-doo, doo-doo, doo-doo.
Because, you know, that would take the project
just to 90 purchase
hours longer. Yeah,
just to purchase the levels needed for it would cost the whole taxpayers another $20 billion or something exactly. Like that. Got it. And that's not even my county.
So you didn't pay for it.
Yeah, bro, you got to go over behind them with a spatula and start spreading that stuff out a little bit. Like, just whenever you see them on the road, you bring a big spatula out there.
I'm just going to throw it. I'm going to be in the left lane and just, yeah, or the level. Take a 10-foot level and throw it out the window sideways so it wipes out a few of the people holding the shovels. Freaking idiots.
Bro, what would they do if you just went and just improved?
Dude, I wonder what would happen if you
fucking... That would be a great vlog.
Well, you get fined.
For what?
For helping?
For trying to improve their road.
Why?
Like, if you try to fill in a pothole yourself,
oh yeah,
you get a fine.
Yeah, but no, they filled it in. You just improved it. Like, if you put on
a high-vis vest, nobody's going to ask
you. Well, that's the thing. Yeah. You only get fined if you get caught.
Well, you got to have at least 5 guys out there with you because they never just send out one guy.
As if that would be hard to do.
What fucking... I'm not going to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Homeless
people. Get a few homeless people out there. They got nothing better to do.
That would be a really
other than sleeping?
Where at? They got nowhere to sleep. Think about homeless people. Homeless people are like horses. Have you ever seen a horse sleep? They just wander, bro. I ain't never seen no damn horse sleep, bro.
No, they do sleep.
Where?
Bro,
they sleep under bridges? But they're not sleeping.
Homeless people are like horses, bro. They just wander around and they sleep while they're standing. When they're asking for money on the side of the road, they're sleeping. Just like horses, bro.
No, there's a trend going around on TikTok now where a bunch of white girls are sexually attracted to black homeless men.
Wait, what?
Like, baby, which one of y'all girls wants to go home with me? But we got to go to your house because I ain't got one. And they're like, we'll go home with you. We'll go to your place or my place.
I've seen it.
Bro, those are staged.
Probably, but... Bro, you guys remember you guys remember the scary clown trend that was back in like 2016? Oh,
yeah, that's one of the...
I just remembered about that the other day. Was that in 16?
Yeah, it was 2016. I remember it vividly. It was like in South Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome, bro.
I mean, it would be if we actually, you know, encountered anything.
Or if we were like conscious in the world whenever that was happening, man. I would go out like if you were
conscious.
No. I was still eating rock.
In 2016, we were still
Stone Age.
The only thing I knew was the difference between limestone and granite, because the way it tasted on my teeth.
One tasted like lime and the other one didn't.
But you're still getting into cybersecurity, right?
Yeah.
Whenever you do that, you need to start hacking into like scammers' computers and like messing with them.
But how do you know who's a scammer and who's not?
You get a call from them.
Oh, you're talking about like the extended warranties.
Well, I mean, just what? Yeah, yeah. Sorry,
bro.
The
that would be
the call center scammers.
The Indiana,
the Indiana people. They're mostly from Indiana.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where I get the calls from.
I mean that. Yeah,
that's the weirdest
that is
American
actually true.
Accent from Indiana I've ever heard.
Is that Midwestern? Middle Eastern.
They actually did just migrate to Indiana.
I get a lot.
That would be a good idea. I mean, put your call center in Indiana. You
no, they
have some legitimacy.
They steal. Okay, what I want to know is how they steal other people's.
Would you hear the fucking elephant in the background?
Come on.
The Bengals like. Look, we are trying to reach you about your home extended warranty. leave me alone. You have 72 hours to call us back or your insurance will expire. We are based out of Connecticut. Okay. The Connecticut Zoo?
The Connecticut Zoo.
Fuck yeah, it's Indians.
No, what I want...
They need to hire some white people. Get one of us on... You know, like they can make so much money if they got somebody with an American accent.
Dude, I'm saying, I'm like,
thing is, they're not set up for success.
Hey, yeah. is this Margaret? No, this isn't Margaret. Oh, well, while I've got you on the phone here, can I ask you about your car's extended warranty? Oh, what's wrong with my extended warranty? But when can I ask you about your car's extended warranty? Get the fuck out of here, you Hajib.
Yeah, but they don't start that way. You have to actually like. It just says, we've been trying to reach you.
Yeah, it's all automated now.
Automated.
It's because the Indians got way, with inflation, the Indians were asking way too much more money to answer calls in their mud
huts.
Have
you gotten those calls where they like, they fake you out? They like, it'll be like, you can hear like fumbling around and stuff. And they're like, oh, sorry, I was putting my headset on.
Well, I have
something like that. I have literally that exact thing happened.
I don't pick up the phone.
And I was like, okay. And then they just went on, and it was just a robot. But they literally recorded
somebody.
Them fumbling around their headphones just to make it seem like a real person. It was weird.
I put a spam blocker thing on there because I would get like 10 fucking calls a day.
How did you get that on your iPhone?
It's in the settings.
Oh, you have that?
Yeah.
Jason, I updated my phone. Does it do that fast thingy again where you go like this?
No.
Yeah, it did. I updated it, bro. I updated it.
You have to get a new phone. It doesn't
see
have.
How clean it is?
The screen's not capable of it.
Your face is not capable of being loved.
I have a few messages that disprove that. You want to see them?
What are you talking about?
Are they from Amber? They're
from your sister.
Damn.
God is ass.
Dude.
I forget y'all are brothers.
In Christ.
No,
In
Christ. No, if I had to choose anybody to marry my sister, it would have probably been Jason.
Why?
Just because you're not like alpha, so I don't like feel like you're like trying to like, hey, bro, I had sex with your sister. Like that.
Well, I mean,
alpha.
I did.
I know, but it doesn't offend me because you're not alpha.
How is that not?
I don't know. It's just like if it was like Nathan, bro.
Like
I would have got offended by Nathan.
You get offended by shit like
that? Wait, why?
No, I don't get offended
why?
Anymore because I don't care about my family anymore.
It seems a little weird, like you're jealous or something. It's kind of
what?
Oh, bro, that's kind of weird.
No, it's just like the whole you know your bros never supposed to be with your family, right? Like
yeah, but we are family. Like we've been family.
Yeah, I think
we've been going.
If I had to choose
together, so we were already brothers in Christ. We just had to cement it a little further than that.
Cemented.
yep.
Isaiah, are you bricked up?
Oh.
Why'd you look at his cock? He straight eyeballed your cock, bro. Got his ass. You are now gay. Me and him are brothers.
No, it's Thursday. We're recording this.
We're not. Thursday. This is not Thursday. This is Sunday.
I
just looked at my cock.
Dude, did you just eyeball his cock one more time?
Bro, it's Thursday. Stop. It's Thursday.
You're fucking 12 years old. You're going through puberty.
Mom, get out of my room. I'm playing Minecraft.
Say that. Say that.
Get out of my room. I'm playing Minecraft.
Give me my pizza rolls, bitch.
Okay.
Do it. Say that.
Just bleep it.
Don't bleep it.
Give me my pizza rolls, bitch.
Please don't bleep that.
Because
right as you said bitch.
That's going to be the best clip. This is just a clipped episode.
We're Give me my flipping. Pizza rolls, bitch. the fucking video Noah took on my phone one time. It was of him. It was of,
I think I know which Seth? One you're talking about.
It was Seth doing a fucking, the salmon ladder.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think I was there.
Yeah, you were. Let me find it real quick. It's somewhere right around
salmon
here.
Salmon ladder.
It's that ladder that's got multiple hooks on it and you take
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
But you look that like a salmon.
It's pretty cool.
Because you're going upstream. Just like all my sperm. Just kidding. I'm
is
a virgin.
This, is this an announcement?
Yeah. I'm not having a kid. My buddy really wants me to have a kid.
Why?
Because he wants his kid and my kid to be friends. And if they're at the different
that,
ages.
I mean, that's a good argument. Like, yeah. I don't know. When I see, yeah.
If I'm pretty sure I remember this.
Hey, bitch. Navy, yeah, Parker. Oh yeah! Your voice is broken.
Dude, your voice is broken half. Oh yeah! Dude, play it again. Play it again. Dude, you broke.
Navy, yeah, Parker. Oh yeah!
I haven't seen that kid forever.
Dude, I have a very incriminating video of Landon.
Oh, no. There's a lot of those.
I've got a lot of them.
Bro, 2016 was some next level stuff.
That's what I used. That was the last time I was happy. I mean,
that's the last time anyone was happy. Bro, see, that's what we were saying about friends, you know. A lot of those memories were with people we don't hang out with anymore.
Well, that's because one of them's in the freaking Navy.
That's what I'm saying. People go their own way. That's
no, once he gets out of the Navy, I'm going to adopt him.
Adopt?
You think I can?
A 27-year-old man?
No way. He's 27?
No,
he will be by the time he gets out of fucking Navy.
Oh.
I wonder if he's still got a girlfriend.
Why, are you interested in hitting him up?
No, I mean, I just don't think people should have girlfriends.
What?
They should either be married or be single.
Oh, why do you think that?
Because
him,
a girlfriend leads to premarital sex, and that's a good point.
What if you never get fucking married?
That is true. Destroyed your argument.
Wait, what?
If you never get married, is it premarital sex? You fuckhead.
It's still premarital.
Not if you never get married.
Premarital.
Married.
Yeah. No, I mean
premarital means before marriage.
Yeah, and if you're not married yet, then you can't have sex.
You no, but what I'm saying is you never get married.
I know, but you still never got married, so you still...
So it's not before marriage. It was just never...
Okay. It was pre-death sex.
It's before...
You're such a Catholic. Shut up.
Anyway, I was arguing your point for you.
No, I agree with him.
No.
Yes.
No, you don't like girlfriends because it leads to premarital sex.
No, that's not
you
why.
You said that.
No. Yeah, no, you said that. I did not say that.
He said that.
I said the reason why. No, I was going to explain, but you cut me off.
Yeah, and the reason why is because having a girlfriend leads to premarital sex. That's what you said.
Watch this.
Isaiah, don't you
watch
remember
this? Fucking, I've been practicing.
Isaiah, don't you remember him saying that? I agree with you, by the way.
What are you saying, Landon?
No, I was saying that the reason why you should either be married or be single
is because having a girl.
Is because, therefore, if you're my friend and you're single, then you don't have any obligations to go hang out with a girlfriend, so you can just always hang out with me. But if you're married, then that means me and my wife can hang out with you guys. And I could have a married friend.
But if you're dating, you can't do that?
No.
It can't be either or?
No. It has to be either or.
No, I agree. I don't like girlfriends. I don't like other people's girlfriends.
Yeah, we know. You only had like
one. Usually obnoxious.
Beta. Beta cuck ass.
How do you like getting cut off?
I didn't get
Go ahead and say some more shit.
Bro, I literally cut
what are you I think we should.
You can't talk over me.
Attack a man while he's weak. Yeah. All right.
You're always weak.
No, my voice.
Look at your fucking bone structure, kid.
You're built like a Teletubby. Shut the hell up.
Dude, Teletubbies are like 9 foot tall.
I know. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
I'm more athletic than anyone here. Anyone that is.
Let's go run a fucking mile.
All right. Are we at an hour yet? Because I don't want to hear your voice anymore. Sorry. Whoa. Sorry, it was a joke.
Now I'm self-conscious. Now we can't. Now it's going to be depressing.
Mom, bring me our pizza rolls, man.
That shit was funny.
Yeah. God dang.
I heard the phlegm hit the freaking back of your throat, bro.
We should sing some more, though.
We need to come up with a damn song for the intro.
25. We should just.
25.
I'm trying to the Aiden Ross thing. What was his name?
Bro, why are you on his nutsack? He does crypto scams all the time. That dude, you are the worst human being. He's ran like 3 crypto scams already.
That's terrible.
Dude, you're showing the color.
And crypto was only a thing for a year, you freaking nut rider.
Anyways, well, who's the guy who was Tory Lanez, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know that? You know the lyrics. That's why I couldn't sing anymore. 25 damn.
Hold on.
25 damn.
Okay. All right. You've used your phone through the entire rest of the episode, but this is where you won't pull it out. This is where we got to figure it out. Ad lib it. All right, let's go. Bro, we're going to get copyright strike.
I got some of my own lyrics.
Yeah, hit them.
All right, let's go.
All right. These were just a rough draft of the other night.
No way, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You act.
Yeah, right, dude, what I was doing the other just a little while ago.
Oh, I thought that was a song.
Wait, no, that was mine.
A bunch of lyrics. What's
this? Sipping on Hennessy, that's nasty.
All right. No. Let him do the beat again.
You got to do it.
Sample it. Let's go. No. You don't have to do the hoo hoo hoo.
Just fucking pull up like a.
No. Do it with your mouth.
What kind of beat, bro?
Just that one was good.
No, I can't do it.
No, you whistle.
You can't whistle when you're smiling.
You whistle and I'll lay down the beat. Lay down the whistle.
We're going to make it out the hood with this one, guys.
Hold on, bro. I can just go.
No. I'll do that. You do the whistle. Do the whistle.
You can do it with your high-ass voice.
All right.
I can't do it, bro. A SpongeBob-type beat, bro?
I don't give a shit, bro. I can spit on anything, bro.
Get us copy strike.
No. Freestyle beat. No, those guys have no copyrights of anything. Hard, fast rap. Let's see.
Well, I'll put a beat in after the fact. We'll do a post production.
Because then I don't know how to.
Yeah, exactly. It'll just be like.
I would have to be able to read first.
Yeah.
Drake the remake, God.
Jason with the edits.
Weezy made this one.
Dark side, light this bitch up.
Sipping on Henny, that's nasty. Smoke me a wood, that's a fatty. 2 bitches on me and they baddies. Work out on the pussy, I'm natty. Switch up the flow and I'm crashing. Just like a birthday, we niggas, we bashing. Leaving him his ass in a casket. Shooting a shot, swish, baskets. Or do I mean buckets? 40 on me, no need to tuck it. Fuck. Talking sideways will make me dump it. That's all I had on that one.
Dude, that's actually...
I just got a...
Dude, I actually like that beat. I really like that beat.
Is that the one you were whistling?
No, that's just a random freestyle beat.
It's not
hard to make a beat.
I made like 4 lyrics in like 20 minutes.
That's actually not bad.
So, I just gotta put dedication to that. But for real, we need to come up with a intro.
That could be our intro right there.
I don't listen to white rappers.
You don't listen to any good rap. That's the problem.
Would you listen to Mexican rappers?
Bro, you don't like Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
You've always hated Jack Harlow.
I don't like most of his songs.
I don't like white rappers that try to sound black.
I like his personality. He's a funny fucking guy. No, we should do a freestyle, all three of us, and then we should all just riff off each other. So you say a fucking say a couple of lines.
It would be entertainment enough if you gave me something to rap.
Bro, can you rap that?
No, there's too much expletives.
It's for rapping, though.
I know, but...
We need to give him like a...
Context doesn't matter, bro.
A Jewish white boy rap.
All right, let's rap. let's rap.
Wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
It's because I'm an East Coast boy, and we're going to finish the podcast.
I don't want to edit all
this is an East Coast boy.
East Coast boy.
I'm going to have to cut out a lot of stuff here.
Cut out a lot of shit, nigga.
That's a wrap, boys.
All right, boys. Yep.
Don't ever call me a boy.
Like us, subscribe us.
In that Canadian fucking accent, you fucking... All right, boys.
Five star rate us, leave a review, send an email to eastcoastboyspod@gmail.com. I'm not seeing enough of those coming in.
You're not seeing enough? You don't see any. What the fuck are you talking about?
Bro.
Nobody uses Gmail anymore. What the fuck?
It's email. Where else are they supposed to send it, Isaiah? Huh? That's what I thought.
It's because I'm an East Coast boy.
Sorry. Anyone else want to say anything?
This is the fucking worst podcast ever, bro.
This one specifically is pretty bad.
Yeah, this is...
Don't even...
It does have a lot of funny clips in it. I think we'll just take the clips.
I cut all the bad stuff out.
Should we come back tomorrow and just do it again and just take the clips from this podcast?
I just want to say, guys, if you enjoy
this on our Patreon,
thank me, because I will be cutting out a lot of stuff tonight.
But there's so much stuff to be clipped here.
Just to be clear... We are at an hour and 45 minutes, so however long the podcast is right now, at this point, we're at the end, however long it is.
And we filmed this on Sunday, May 8th.
That's how much I cut. Anyway.
By the way, I wanted to say, for the Christmas special this year, we're always going to get retarded drunk and get on the podcast.
Oh.
No, live stream.
What do we got to do for the beach? How are we going to do that for the beach? Are we going to take all of our shit there?
I think we should. I think we should.
I'll be there at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
On Sunday?
On Sunday.
But we need to, we'll film it at like normal time, but in the evening, in the evening, but we'll do it there.
Yeah.
By the way, everybody, we're going to the beach. I can give you the address so we can all pull up as a meet, a fans meetup. Bring your pipe bombs.
Bring all of your ATF novelty items. Please.
No, I'm really thinking since we all have shitty lives that we get just dumb drunk on Christmas Eve and then go beat our...
What does that have to do with us having awful lives?
I'll be 21 by then, so then I can drink.
And you might have a wife by then, so...
What does that have to do with being drunk?
So then after we get done, we can go home and beat our wives.
Oh... Yes.
Jason's like, that's not an everyday occasion for y'all.
He's like, you guys save that for special occasion?
Gonna get twisted off the fucking twist noggy.
All right, I think that's enough. let's end it here. And
let's end it here right now. Quite frankly.
I don't think there's anything to add.
Just sign us out with the...
We're the fucking worst podcast in the entire world.
I thought you were going to do it in the Trump accent.
Oh.
It's hard
this
to do
This is
that
the East Trump. Coast Boys podcast. I don't know, bro. I sound like a gay dude. Come on.
This is the worst podcast, guys.
This is, quite frankly, the worst podcast we've ever listened to. Worse than Oprah Winfrey's, worse than Rosie O'Donnell, worse than anybody, honestly. And that is not something I'm proud of. Quite frankly.
But you're just coming back into Isaiah. All right, everyone.
Fuck
it was
you, Jason.
Fun being
fuck
here.
Fuck ass nigga, bro.
Putting on a good show. I enjoy...
Fuck ass kid.
I love
Jesus
that.
Christ.
God, y'all heard that? You heard that?
Dude, that's the only thing I could hear.
Oh my God.
All right.
Oh my. This is the only entertainment we'll ever have here.
Peace.